All right, it's wedding season. You're not going to believe why this bride wants to dump her bridesmaid. I don't know if you've ever witnessed a bridezilla in action. Maybe you were the victim of one. Well, this bride, she's being slammed online because she wants to kick out one of her bridesmaids for dyeing her hair pink.
What?
That's it. She just said it was unreasonable. She shouldn't have dyed her hair pink the week leading up to her wedding, and she wants to kick her out completely.
Or ask her to dye her hair
back. I guess. A little unreasonable, don't you find?
But can you even do that? Can you even have people as part of your bridal party and then kick them out?
No.
Is that even a thing?
Well, you could, technically. You can, yeah. It's just disrespectful.
Wow, that right? is unbelievable.
I've seen a lot of bridezilla stories online. Another one demanded her bridesmaid get a boob job just for the photos to look better.
Come on. Who's
paying for it, though?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right. I'm in if it's free.
Look, we've all witnessed or heard some story about a bridezilla. We'd love to hear them on our text line 92925. I used to DJ weddings back in the day. One night that always sticks out in my head is when I was playing some more up-tempo, harder dinner music. And the bride literally walked up to me and started yelling at me in front of everybody.
Come on. Why
are you playing this? And then the rest of the night, she was nitpicking every song I was playing. I wanted to leave. I wanted to walk out. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I understand it's a stressful day, but nothing justifies acting like that, in my opinion.
No, of course not.
You know what?
Right?
It's like one of my friends was asked to be part of a bridal party, and she had gained weight between the bridal party dress fitting and the actual week leading to the wedding. And she did mention something to the fact that the bride wasn't happy with her gaining weight because it wouldn't look as good in the pictures.
Chill out.
And it's unbelievable because these people are supposed to be your closest friends, the people that you love and admire, and you want to share that special day with them.
Exactly.
The claws come out, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Well, I remember my girlfriend telling me a story about how, similar to the dyeing the hair, one of the bridesmaids didn't get her hair done the way that it was agreed upon.
Oh.
So she left her out of all the pictures.
No.
And then obviously the bridesmaid was... you know, shocked, and she left. She didn't want to be part of it. And
I just don't get it.
They're no longer friends.
See, like back in the day, in the times of princesses and stuff like that, bridesmaids were actually the bride's actual maids in the house, or slaves, right? And they would be there to cater to her during the day. But we have to evolve. This is no longer the case.
This
the
is
names
my
stayed
day.
The same. Yeah,
it's about me.
Yeah.
A text here.
So
a maid of honor of my friend was made to scrub the reception hall floors. Oh, come on, that's crossing
Cinderella.
The line.
Cinderella.
All right, let's hear some more bridezilla stories on our text line 92925. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of crazy stories. Please share them. Here's Ed Sheeran, A Perfect Wedding Song. Happy wedding season to all of you getting married. Congratulations from the Beat 92.5. Getting some stories on our text on 92.5. Bringing this up because we told you about a bride who wants to kick out a bridesmaid out of her wedding party just for dyeing her hair pink.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a caller on the line who actually doesn't think that's such a bad idea. Go ahead.
I think that the bridesmaid should have cleared it with the bride or waited a week before, you know, till doing it after the wedding.
So you don't think it's irrational for the bride to kick her out?
Every picture that she's going to be in, the eye's going to be drawn to the bridesmaid instead of the bride.
So isn't you find it's going to take the spotlight away from her?
Right.
Isn't that what Photoshop is for? I mean...
Not to everybody who's been there.
Text coming in, 92925. Somebody's flipping the tables here. When I got married, my maid of honor didn't help at all and stopped talking to me. Then 2 weeks before my wedding, dropped out. Brides aren't the only ones who apparently can have a meltdown. I guess it's true when you look at
it. That's it. Somebody said, I was kicked out of my sister-in-law's wedding. I was a bridesmaid, and 2 months before, I was told I'm no longer a bridesmaid.
Ouch.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Rough, man.
Yeah.
A text here. This is pretty intense. The bride flipped out on her sister for coming out as a bisexual to their family because it was supposed to be her year. She thought that took too much attention with the family, so she just kicked her out.
I feel like that's mainly what we're getting here, is people saying that the bridesmaid should ask the bride as to not to steal the spotlight because it's their day. I mean, really, when you're getting married, you are the star already. You're wearing the wedding dress. It's your moment. And does it really matter what your bridesmaids, if they stand out and look good? Don't you want them to look good also?
I'm going to have to side on the other side. I think that it is your day, and we all know this, and we know it's a bit ridiculous, but for that one day, I think you just should just, you know, let her shine, let her have her moment.
No, I think so,
too. Because it is her photo album, and it is, you know...
But it is, it's still her moment. It's her wedding day. It's already her moment for that, right?
It's just when you're part of a wedding party, you always have to, like, you have to pay for so much. You have to invest so much time in the rehearsals and going
And you're emotionally fragile, too. Like, anything can set you off. So you just want to be on your best behavior. I mean, you know that any little thing is going to shock the bride. So,
I don't know. I think that if they're your closest friends and there's a friendship there, you know, whether they have their pink hair or blue hair or blonde hair, it really doesn't matter.
Spunk it off. Enjoy your wedding.
You know.
It's about the party and being with people you love.
I really wanted my bridesmaids to look the best that they could that day. That's just me.
What a humble bride you are.
You really are, right?